Hello and welcome to this NetInsider Special Report. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. NetInsider Special Reports are brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. You can find it at www.cmpnet.com.
Someone told me the other day that the web is just about as slow as if you're turning pages in a book and you call your neighbor next door, ask them to run over and turn the page for you.
Mark Pesce is one of the fathers of VRML, or VRML, the virtual reality modeling language. The language was born in a San Francisco coffee house about 4 years ago, and since then it's been on a roller coaster of hype. First, the solution to all the problems in the world on the internet, and then a nothing language from yesterday. Well, at Spring Internet World in Los Angeles recently, Mark dropped by the webcast booth of CMPNet, and Stuart Chaffee of the Computer Chronicles and I asked him a few questions about the past, present, and future of VRML.
What's the status of VRML?
It's funny because it's not getting the hype anymore, and this is probably the best thing it ever has, because really what it means is that it's maturing. What it means is that, for instance, Oracle is releasing an entire tool set for visualization tools so you can do database mining on it. There are a number of companies. Computer Associates is using it as the interface engine to the Unicenter database. So you use VRML in order to get an overview of all of your sites around the world. What it means is that it's no longer hyped as cyberspace. It's now becoming a day-to-day multimedia technology for certain types of information exploration, visualization, and entertainment. And so people, they don't see that it's VRML anymore because it's not opening up in a separate window. It's embedded in the HTML. It's working with dynamic HTML. It's integrated now with the web, so it goes away. The same way that no one's screaming Java, Java, Java anymore. It's just that Java's being used for day-to-day tasks, so the hype has gone away.
How does the VRML fit into what Hollywood's trying to do on the web?
Well, it turns out that there's a backdoor to VRML that no one really knows about yet called MPEG. In January of next year, MPEG-4 will be introduced. And MPEG, everyone's familiar with MPEG-2, it's used for video. MPEG-4 integrates video, audio, and a 3D format. Well, the 3D format that MPEG-4 integrates is VRML, which means that in a year or two, every set-top box that's produced will now be VRML capable. And this means that you'll be able to integrate the 3D and video and audio worlds in a very, very realistic way. This opens up doors to production, to presentation and information that we've never even seen before. So Hollywood's now taking a look at VRML and saying, okay, what does it mean to actually have a virtual world in addition to our video? How is that meaningful? How does that add to the story? How does it add to our ability to tell a story? Truth is, Stuart, no one knows the answer to that yet, but everyone knows that it's time to start asking the question.
Now, everybody's saying this internet world is about e-commerce, and people are thinking, well, if you could only really simulate that real mall environment, is that a place where VRML is going to make a difference in shopping online?
I don't think you want to see people walking through a mall in VRML. I don't think that's going to make as much sense as them being able to get a really good idea of a product. For example, being able to build custom appliances in VRML. There's a particular application from a company called Technicon that allows you to custom order office furniture. And office furniture is built out of thousands of components that are composed for a specific piece. And the Technicon online catalog uses Java and VRML, so you can literally custom build your office furniture. It knows the qualities of each part. It knows which components can't go with it, which other components. And so this is a mall that is also a catalog that's online in VRML. And I think that's what you're going to see. It's not walking through this endless cyberspace. It's going to be, let's go here, build this thing, and buy it.
Mm-hmm. Mark, is VRML practical at today's connection rates?
Absolutely. VRML tends to be, for instance, let's say you're going to do an animation. One of the other things that VRML is being used for is banner ads on web pages. There's a Pepsi banner ad that was done in June by a company called Out of the Blue. The banner ad in VRML is 12K. It's a 30-second animation. If it had been an animated GIF or a QuickTime, well, the animated GIF would have been 250K. The QuickTime movie would have been half a megabyte. Is it efficient? It's extremely efficient. VRML got a reputation for being fat because when we started working at it, a lot of people weren't aware of how to optimize it. But when it's well optimized, and this doesn't take a lot of work, it just takes some awareness of it, it's an extremely compact format for animation.
as compact as it is, and we had a guy on the show yesterday, Jacob Nielsen, his son.
Right.
He says, users want speed, period.
Right.
And everything that slows things down is bad.
Right.
You disagree, I take it?
No, because I think that the download speed of 12K, that's the normal size of a web banner if it's a GIF image. And if you're getting an animation out of it, it's not slowing the user down at all, but they're getting more of an experience out of it. I completely agree with Jacob on that speed is the important point. Someone told me the other day that the web is just about as slow as if you're turning pages in a book and you call your neighbor next door, ask them to run over and turn the page for you. we've got to get over that. And so, in fact, I think that if you can do things that are really impressive in low amounts of bandwidth, and Vermal is really well suited for that, then you're really going to overcome the user resistance.
See the future then going. Again, there, you say the good news is that nobody's talking much about it anymore.
Right.
But did it sort of burst, and everybody thought, hey, this is great, 3D virtual environments, but now people are thinking it's not really, except in maybe the limited business environments you talked about, really worth the effort?
No, I don't see people actually shying away from Vermal saying it's not worth the effort. What I see them saying now is that it's out there, it's stable enough, it's deployed enough that we can actually start to use it for applications. I focus primarily in the entertainment area because I find that actually very fulfilling. Business applications are fine for people who want to do business apps, but I want to have a lot of fun when I work. So we work on characters. We work on making characters human and realistic and emotionally effective. And there's a lot of interest in the Hollywood community for being able to take the characters that they've been working on for years and years and bring them onto the web. And perhaps the best way to bring them onto the web is with VRML.
You've been listening to a Net Insider Special Report. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Thanks for listening.